Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, April 15th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. It's a joy to prepare and now share this message with you on this beautiful Tuesday morning here in South Central Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, Our Death Due Date. The scripture text is from Hebrews 9:27-28.
Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
A friendly public service announcement today from the staff here at Daily Encouragement Net. Today in America, taxes are due. I bet you didn't know that if you're an American. Fellow Pennsylvanian Benjamin Franklin noted, "In this world, nothing is certain but death and taxes." Well, Franklin certainly paid taxes during his lifetime, and when he died on April 17, 1790, he personally proved and experienced the other certainty. Now, here we are, over 200 years later, and there's no change in Franklin's two certainties. Today, Americans are certainly reminded of and likely dealing with this certainty of taxes. For my entire life, April 15th has represented the tax due date.
Well, what if we all had a prominently displayed death due date printed on our forehead? I imagine women would wear bangs all the time, and hats would be a given for men everywhere. It's interesting to think of how conversations might go. You meet someone and you try to politely avoid looking at their death due date, but curiosity overrules and you find yourself discreetly noting their due date. They're doing the same with you, of course. You see it, and as you feign interest in your conversation, you're actually doing some mental calculating, determining how much longer they have here on Earth. Well, of course, we were not born with this date notably engraved on our bodies. Aren't you grateful for that? The date has not been revealed to us, but we most certainly have one, and we can be certain that God knows it. Our death due date is expressed in Scripture in the straightforward phrase, "Man is destined to die once." Other versions use the word appointed or ordained. It's in the present tense, indicating a fact which is continually true.
Nearly 40 years ago, I very specifically recall my dad receiving the news that his dad, my grandpa, had passed away. We had a black wall-mounted phone in our kitchen at that time, and I vividly recall watching my dad lean against the wall in brokenness and quietly weep as he received the news. Well, 10 years ago, it was my turn to deal with my dad's death. I know generationally I will be the next to pass on, but I have no idea when my death due date is. Simply stated, death is the God-ordained transition from this present life to the next. We are all born destined to die.
Another certainty expressed by the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 6:7 says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." You know, most people don't really live their lives as if this were true.
The main question is this: are we ready to die? Are we prepared for the judgment? Another great certainty that Benjamin Franklin didn't note. God has given us a will to decide, and there is absolutely no decision we make in our lifetime that is greater than this one. As important as it is that we select the right marriage partner, our life's vocation, or other major life's decisions, all of these pale in comparison to decisions, I should say the decision regarding our eternal destiny.
The decision is to personally believe in Christ, receive Him as our Lord and Savior, and daily live our lives for Him. This leads to another wonderful certainty expressed in John 5, verse 24. "I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life." Well, I hope each one of you have made this decision.
But if somehow you have come across this brief podcast message and you haven't done so, or you are uncertain of your salvation through faith in Christ, let me strongly urge you to examine your heart today. Remember, we all have a death due date. God's instruction from His holy word properly prepares us for the most important date of our human existence. Let's be ready.
Let's pray together. And please personalize this prayer. Jesus, it will take my entire life on earth and all of eternity to express my love and devotion to You. In Your great love and compassion, You saw my need for redemption and paid the ultimate sacrifice by dying on the cross in my place. You paid in full the sin debt You did not owe, so that I could receive complete forgiveness which I did not deserve. What indescribable peace this brings to my life on this earthly pilgrimage. Although I do not know my death due date, I have an assurance of eternal life when You have destined to call me home, not because of what I've done or who I am, but because You gave Your all for me. I receive that wonderful gift from You today. Amen.
Amen. And that's our prayer, that our readers will receive that gift. And we know many of you have, but there might be someone that has it. And Brooksine's prayer really sums it up. Christ died on the cross for our sins. We're all sinners. Well, we are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Tuesday, April 15th, 2008. We do have several pictures on the web today that we feel further supports the message we've written, as well as some musical resources. But we also want to call your attention to a resource we'll have up, a link to a site that more fully explains the plan of salvation and how to become a Christian. Again, we're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Tuesday, April 15th, 2008. Remember, we all have a death due date. Let's be ready.